Morning, everybody. Mile High Magazine. Murphy Houston here. Happy Sunday morning to all. Glad to have you as we head into the day with some good conversation. And today, my buddy Joe Hengstler, who is the Old Town Arvada Business Improvement District Director, joins us. Always love talking to you, Joe. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Murph. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's always good to talk about Arvada. You know, I'm a big fan of what you guys do up there. And especially, well, before we get into the holidays, talk more about Arvada, because you're right in the middle of everything, especially the Old Town area, which is my favorite area. What's going on up there?
Sure, yeah. The Old Town area, you know, we're in the southeast corner of town. So right there next to Denver, right there next to Wheat Ridge, not too far from Golden and Westminster. So, and of course, all of our Arvada locals. So, yeah, we have shops, we have restaurants, breweries, wineries, speakeasies, you know, and then just general fun for families at the holiday time.
Well, what it is, and my wife loves shopping up there because you got some really cool locally owned stores, kind of boutique-ish like. They're great for gift ideas. Talk about some of the shops you have up there. Can you do that?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the thing that we really pride ourselves on is the small businesses that we have. You will not find a lot of chains up there. A lot of the people who are behind the counter might be the owners and the you know, the people who are really putting their life on the line there with their business. So
right.
We love it when people come down and support them this time of year. You know, we have Addie Luna Boutique and Carly's Boutique if you're looking kind of for some more fashion-forward things. Got to give it up for the Arvada Army Navy Surplus, one of our favorites. If you go into that place and don't find something you need, you're not trying hard enough.
That's true.
And then we have some new places, too, like Homefill Co., which is this awesome sustainable goods shop that just opened up on Small Business Saturday.
A lot of good things going on. You know, one of my favorites are, Joe, is, I know you won't be shocked, is the Electric Cherry.
We love the Electric Cherry. Allie is a great human being, and she has a eclectic shop, to say the least. You know, art, records, music, just things from local makers. Very, very cool shop.
Well, it's got some of those vinyl record mystery packs. You ever see those, Joe? These, you kind of packs things together. You're not really sure what you get, but it's vinyl, and it's going to be good. That is fun.
You know, last year I bought one for my nephew. I got that for my nephew last year. He's a big vinyl kid, and yeah, we put together the mystery pack, and he's like, I never would have bought half of these records, but he loves all of them.
Well, it's good. And the other one my wife likes, and besides the boutiques with the clothes, is the, what is that, Jackson Steamers. Is that it? Jackson Steamers? With, they have all kinds of neat jam things and good stuff she likes.
You know, I love to talk about Old Town, but we do have to give it up for a lot of the other Arvada businesses that aren't quite in Old Town. And so, yeah, Jack and Steamers on the west side of town, fantastic. They do all of these jams. They work with individuals with developmental disabilities, and they just kind of give them an opportunity to be in the workforce and make delicious jam.
Yeah, oh, it, they, and the selection's amazing, what they have in that store. And yeah, my wife, like I said, Carol, loves to go there. So let's talk about the holidays. You guys always go a little crazy during the holidays in Old Town, Arvada. What's going on this year?
Well, we just finished up our tree lighting, and we just finished up our cider and eggnog competition. But there's still so much more to do. Every Saturday up until December 23rd, we'll be having Santa out there. So you could do Saturdays with Santa. Additionally, we have our winter pop-up market going on. And that happens every Friday through Sunday. So we have, you know, cute little holiday huts that are set up with unique makers every week. You come out there, you can skate in the square. And then, of course, you know, just everything else the businesses are doing this year.
They're busy up there. And don't you have a new skating rink? Did I read that someplace? A new something new in Old Town that deals with skating?
Yeah. So, you know, we would love to have a full-on ice rink. Unfortunately, we just don't have the infrastructure for it quite yet. So we went ahead and bought a synthetic rink. And, you know, what I always say is that if you know how to skate, then you can skate on plastic. And that's what it kind of is. But, you know, we're not trying to have the abs out there or anything like that.
No,
it's fun for families to come out, skate underneath the holiday lights and enjoy the market and all that good stuff.
And it's kind of a good size to it, too, right? I mean, for young and old alike, like you say, though, you're skating on plastic, which is a weird concept, but it really works well.
Yeah, you know, you see these in downtowns all over the place. Fort Collins has one. I think there's a couple more throughout Colorado. But it really is a lot of fun. It's a cool material. You wear normal skates, and it's about a 40-by-60 rink, so pretty good size.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. What about the pop-up markets? Don't you get a lot of those this time of year? You have in the past.
Yeah, 100%. So when we do our Saturdays with Santa, we have a giant expanded winter market. But even just every Friday through Sunday, we have about 10 vendors out there. And every week, you'll find different artists and vendors in the square. And they're set up just unique things that you're not going to find in a lot of other shops, right?
Right.
Handmade, local, sustainable, all that good stuff.
So you got some pop-up bars out there too, don't you?
Pop-up markets and pop-up bars.
Yes. Funny how I go right to that, isn't it?
Super excited. It's always fun this time of year. We have some of the mainstays that come back that just do it so well. So Arvada Tavern is doing their Sippin' Santa event, and you can check out their website because they're also doing holiday movies. And Sippin' Santa is kind of like a tiki-style bar.
Yeah.
So very, very cool there. The Bluegrass is doing Noel, so if you go to the Bluegrass Lounge, they have a whole tent set up in the back, tons of activities, holiday bingos, go see Santa, there's different craft nights, great cocktail menu. But we have a couple new ones this year,
too. Oh, really? Do tell.
Yeah. So the Stock Room, which is behind Spirit Wine Provisions, is doing a Harry Potter-themed holiday pop-up. So it's Holiday at Hogwarts. I'm not a Harry Potter guy, but they tell me I should be. I've seen the place, though. It looks amazing. The drinks are magical. And then Flight's Wine Cafe is actually also doing a pop-up outside. So just lots of cool things to do, Go drink your way through Old Town while you're shopping.
Well, absolutely. And those outside pop-up bars, you're not going to freeze yourself out there. I mean, it's comfortable. It's fun. You can take in all the Christmas atmosphere, can't you?
Some of them are inside, so you don't even have to worry about it. And then the ones that are outside have heaters and tents, and it's just, a nice winter experience, right?
Yeah, well, which ones do you like to attend, Joe?
Oh, me? I have a kid, so I don't get out as much as I used to anymore. But for me, I'm probably a sucker for the classic. I love going to the Arvada Tavern and doing some of those tiki drinks.
See, I knew you had a hidden secret. I knew it was in there somewhere. We got that out. We're talking to Joe Hanksler, who is the Business Improvement District Big Boss over at Old Town Arvada. Old Town's been around a long time, hasn't it, Joe?
As a downtown, as a hub, it has been around for quite some time. We go back to the late 1800s. Started off as a kind of a gold town, and then, but that's what nobody knows, is that the first gold was not actually found in Idaho Springs in Colorado. It was found in Arvada. So started off as a gold town. That kind of gave us our kickoff, great agricultural roots. And then the town's just kind of shifted over time, and we pride ourselves on kind of paying tribute to our history but not being too stuck in the past.
No, but I didn't know about the gold thing. That's kind of interesting. Good little history lesson there. I like that. Everybody thinks it's up in the mountains, don't they?
No, right there on Ralston Creek. So that's why we have Gold Strike Park, Murph. That's why you go there.
Well, now I've learned a real history lesson about Arvada. Now, is this thing they're doing with Santa, or you're doing with Santa, I guess I should say, the Schoolhouse's Breakfast, is that something new this year?
No, we've done that for a couple years now. But if you don't want to stand in line, if you, want to just have some relaxed atmosphere, enjoy some brunch with the family, you can go do brunch with Santa at the Schoolhouse prior to Saturday with Santa. So Santa will be walking around, he'll stop at your table, take pictures, the kids love it. Just a great experience.
Absolutely. So what about the parking situation? People think, oh, it's too hard to park. It's not hard to park up there.
It's not hard to park, no, but you got to know where to park, right?
Yeah.
So we do have a few public lots. I always recommend parking in the parking hub. People kind of get confused every once in a while because it looks like it's an RTD lot. It sits on Old Wadsworth, just south of the tracks, but that's open to the public. It's free. It puts you kind of just right in the heart of Old Town once you get off of it. So great place to park there. Of course, we do have some street parking, but that gets a little bit full this time of year. So look for the parking hub. Look for the other parking lot.
And what about the walking around? Still a lot of shutdown as far as streets in the Old Town area, isn't there?
Yep, we still have our pedestrian mall in effect.
Right.
We just finished up doing kind of a big comprehensive plan to look at what's next for the street closure. But right now, the holiday lights are on. It's great for just kind of strolling. You know, me having a little one, I appreciate the fact that I don't have to worry about my kid maybe jetting into traffic. Or,
yeah.
You know, it is a nice day and I'm outside at one of the tables having a coffee. I don't have to, like, you know, worry about sitting next to some cars that are in traffic and giving us all those fumes and all that good stuff. So super enjoyable environment. A great place to kind of just walk and stroll and enjoy the holiday season.
And take in all those wonderful shops. A lot going on for the kids, though. It keeps the kids very active, as well as mom and dad. You guys are just busy.
We're busy, yeah. I mean, let's see here. In addition to kind of the skating and Santa, you can pop into the Fire down here, which is a nice little paint your pottery studio. And you know, you paint your pottery, you leave it there, they cook it for you. When it comes out, it looks way better than when you painted it, at least in my experience. So it's great for unique gifts as well, as you're looking to kind of just make something a little bit more homemade and from the heart. Also, we have a couple new arcades that are open.
Oh, really?
So if your kids are into playing video games, there's two new arcades in Old Town.
Well, that'll keep them busy, too. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do you guys still have that High Country Western Wear shoe up or a store up there? That's kind of a cool place.
That's a great place. That's right outside of Old Town. That's still there. Great place for, you know, exactly what you're saying, right? If you need boots, if you need hats. I've been in there to pick up things for when I got to go do a Western-themed wedding for some friends or something like that. So that's still there. I mean, other great places around Arvada to check out. Red Silo Coffee Roasters, which is on the west side of town, along with Freedom Street Social, which is a great food hall. So, you know, there's way more to Arvada than just Old Town.
Right. Oh, yeah, there is.
We're big. Yeah, for sure.
What about some entertainment coming up? Don't you usually have carolers and stuff like that going on for the families?
We do. I mean, we have some additional entertainment happening over the holiday season. So in Old Town specific, we, in addition to Santa, we have a Grinch that you can visit on Saturdays with Santa. And then we're also going to be hosting some Dickens-style carolers. I think we have a couple bands coming out still this year. On Friday night, not this Friday, I guess this would be the 15th,
okay,
we're going
yeah.
to have a DJ out in the square. They're doing a very Mariah Christmas, so you can come out and skate to a DJ in the square. But just lots of fun activities. And I would say, you know, you definitely want to follow us on social media to check out all the cool things that are happening.
Well, you took my last question here for you, Joe, is where do we find out information? They must have some website we can go to let us know what time festivities are going on in Old Town Arvada and all over Arvada, for that matter.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll drop a few of them. So if you want to see what's going on in Old Town specific, go to oldtownarvada.org. But if you want to know kind of just the full array of everything that's happening, go to visitarvada.com. And that will show kind of everything that's happening around town. So, and then, of course, follow us all on social media, on Facebook and on Instagram. And then that way we're highlighting what the businesses are doing and what we're doing. And it's just, you know, a lot to do in Arvada this time of year.
Well, Joe, always fun talking to you. Happy holidays to all there in Old Town and regular Arvada. And we appreciate you coming on Mile High Magazine today.
Murph, thanks for having us.
Yep, you too. And we'll talk to you all soon. Now, hang on. It's Mile High Magazine. Murphy Houston here and more on the way.